A group of senior women from remote Aboriginal communities in Central Australia say a reluctance to report domestic violence is a serious issue in the region. The NPY Women's Council is celebrating its 35th anniversary. The corporation works to maintain culture while implementing programs to improve health and build stronger families and communities. Members of the council say they're focusing on addressing domestic violence and ensuring the safety of children. Part of the federal government's domestic violence package has been set aside to help Indigenous communities where domestic violence rates are significantly higher. Natalie Whiting filed this report from Umoa in South Australia's APY lands.
More than 130 senior Aboriginal women gathered for the NPY Women's Council annual general meeting. They travelled from remote communities in the Northern Territory, Western Australia and South Australia to meet in Umoa in the Anangu Pitjantjatjara Yunkajara lands. The meeting also marked the corporation's 35th anniversary.
And finally a message from Nigel Scully, the Minister for Indigenous Affairs, and he wishes us all well.
The women came together and spoke for 3 days about issues in their communities. Some sat in the shade provided by a tin shed, others in the sun and red dirt. NPY chairwoman Yanyi Bandicher says the council plays a vital role in building stronger and safer communities. She says as senior women, they have influence.
They stand strong and they talk with those young men who are doing wrong things, and sometimes they listen what they're mothers are saying.
Ms. Bandicher says fighting domestic violence is a big focus for the council. Indigenous women are 34 times more likely to be hospitalised from domestic violence than other women in the community. A reluctance to report abuse is also a major problem.
We've got a lot of policemen in every community, police stations, NPY Women Council. See them, they always ask them for help.
And is that a message you're trying to get to other women?
Yes. Yeah.
The federal government has announced a $100 million fund to help tackle domestic violence. $21 million of that will be for Indigenous communities. One of the NPY directors, Janet Inyika, says the funding is needed in the region.
Domestic violence is a big problem for community. We need more to help.
The council is also focusing on better protecting children in communities. Ms. Inyika says drugs and alcohol are continuing to cause havoc in families.
Natalie Whiting with that report.